The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
I want to begin this morning by addressing some rumors and allegations. Over the past week or so, there have been a lot of allegations and rumors about me and also the Morning Blaze. And I figured we'd take a couple of minutes to address some of these. There are no truths to the claims. And I want to set the record straight right off. This is kind of difficult. Most of the allegations and rumors, although in various forms and scenarios said many different ways, were circulated about on social media. I mean, social media has become an echo chamber, of course.
Oh, right? It is.
It was claimed that in many different ways, said many different ways, phrases, combinations, that I have taken money from the NRA. Those allegations are completely false. The NRA has never directly sponsored this program. No, they are not a current advertiser on this show. I am not in the pocket of the NRA. I have never taken any money whatsoever from the National Rifle Association. I have taken absolutely no money ever. I would, of course, if they would be willing to advertise, but I have never... What do you mean?
What are you doing?
I'm just trying to say that I called out Morning Joe and got into a bunch of gun debates and people keep going, oh, you're in the pocket of the national right. No, I am not. I have never taken any money.
What did you
But of course, I would take money if they were willing to sponsor this program.
I think you're doing this because allegations
got to get the truth out there. Truth lives here, or used to.
You're trying to do all this stuff. The NRA convention is here in Dallas.
Right, it is.
You're making all these statements.
And I have not taken any money from them.
What are you?
I have not. But of course I would.
You're trying to land a sponsor or something?
What do you mean?
Because I saw your little feud between you and Mika.
Right,
from
right.
Morning Joe.
Right. Uh-huh. At
so
Morning Mika.
Are you using this as a gateway to get into the door of the NRA?
Because
I know you're an NRA supporter. I know that. You got guns.
Absolutely.
I got guns.
Sure.
But I didn't know you were this staunch. And
I just want the record set straight, Chris. I've never taken any money from them. But of course I would.
You're trying to
If they were
some,
willing.
Yeah.
I'm trying to what?
He's trying to lend some money on this. Some sponsorship money.
If setting the record straight happens to bring us some money, I'm willing to take it from them, you know?
Yeah, but I don't think that's how it works.
What do you mean?
I don't think
what do you mean?
Going out there and it's like, oh yeah, I will totally take money. You know, usually they come to you.
I'm just saying, you know.
And how can they come to you when you're already saying like, oh, I will take money because I want your money? Yeah, it doesn't work that
way. I'm doing it wrong?
You're totally doing it wrong.
So I should talk against them. So they bring money in.
No. You talk positive about them.
I do.
And then they send you the money by saying, oh my gosh, you know what? Doc Thompson keeps
fighting for us. I've been singing their praises for years. They ain't sending me no cash. I mean, I'm still going to because I believe in them.
Have you gone to the convention? Have you said, hey, there's an interest of me?
Well, there's money involved, sure.
But see, that might scare them away from
the
table.
I have a solid track record of always speaking, you know, well of the NRA because I think they do a great job. One of the few organizations out there standing up for Second Amendment. So I support them. Absolutely. I'm just saying, maybe hook a brother up.
See.
What?
You were doing so good.
What are you talking about?
You were doing so good until the end. You need to learn how to stop.
Okay.
You know, it's like, oh, they're doing good. And then when you go, you know, that little extra under your breath talk, that's...
I just want them to know I will in fact take their money.
Okay.
I will do that. I want to say. So just to recap, I have never taken any money from the NRA ever, but only because they have never offered. Is that better?
That's better.
I am happy to be paid by the NRA. Is that working?
Good. Yeah, that's good.
I don't want it. You people out there saying, oh, you're in the pocket of the NRA. No, I'm not. I'm willing to be, but I am not.
By the way, if you think this show is in the pocket of the NRA, that's a slap in the face on the NRA.
Yeah, they can set their sights a lot
higher.
That's what I'm saying.
Look at Dana.
Right, exactly. She does a great job. And it's like us. It's like, what are you with those guys for?
Last time I checked, you don't look good in a dress or good holding a gun on a dress.
That's true. That's a good point.
So,
solid there.
All I'm saying is...
I just... I'm just glad I could get this out, set the record. I feel like a weight has been lifted.
Yeah, and by the way,
I feel like a phoenix rising out of Arizona. And by the way, I feel like this is, yes.
Nice way of social media, this.
What do you mean?
You went in a social media campaign.
What? What?
All day yesterday on your day off.
Right.
Talking about allegation. You know yes. how many texts and emails I had to answer?
What are you talking about?
People thought you were about to quit. People thought you were like naked on the clock tower.
No, no, no. Folks, please. These were serious allegations, were they not? I mean, go through and read the conversation I had with Mika, the one-sided eventually, and all of her supporters that called me out, said pocketed. Because, see, I'm tired of people saying this. As soon as you say something about Second Amendment, what happens? Oh, pocketed the NRA. Blood on your hands. The NRA paying you. This has been the big push recently. By the way, the number that the media has done on the NRA, fantastic. Evil. But fantastic. The number of lies, mistruths, half-truths, and propaganda campaign that they have committed against the NRA has been incredibly successful. Amazing. It's one for the textbooks on how successful they've been at ruining the NRA's image. But of course, it's not true. Most of it is like, blood on your hands, just want to see killed, the children killed. Come on, please. They're simply standing up for a God-granted, constitutionally protected right that most people are willing to just throw on the scrap heap of history only to relive all of the bad stuff that got the founding fathers to think they needed a Second Amendment. We will relive that again at some point if the media keeps up. We will relive it again. But they have done a fantastic job bad-mouthing and making the NRA look bad. Stupidly, but of course it's been successful. They all want to instantly say, politicians, look how much money the president has gotten from the NRA. And these politicians, yeah, they have. Some of them have taken money from the NRA lobbyists. I don't like lobbyists in general, but if we're going to have them, I'd rather have them taking money from somebody that lobbies on behalf of an amendment to the Constitution. Absolutely, I would. At least they're lobbying on behalf of a personal freedom and not trying to legislate their competition, their business competition, out of existence. You know, that's what most lobbying is on Capitol Hill. It lobbies in favor of a particular business to do better. Hey, if you pass this law, it'll help my business. Has nothing to do with rights or freedoms. Hey, if you pass this law, it'll screw my competition and do better for me. Meanwhile, the NRA is fighting strictly and solely for Second Amendment rights, period. And they have managed to wrongfully claim that the NRA is doing bad. It's an amazing spectacle. The media is almost solely responsible for this. Well, because they're hand-wringers. They scream at the clouds, guns, guns! Instead of having an honest and intellectual debate about firearms and deaths in general in America, murder, all of these things. They don't want that. They just guns. And if they guns ever go away, if they were able to wave a magic wand and have every firearm in America suddenly disappear, of course, except those, of course, that, you know, they have at the top, those that are a little more equal, or the celebrities. If they were able to wave a magic wand and make them all go away, we would just have another form of murder that they'd have to go after, knives or heavy blunt objects or whatever the hell it is. This is the truth. So, NRA, I support your efforts. I support the efforts of the VCDL, the Virginia Citizens Defense League, which is not that dissimilar to the NRA, but for the state of Virginia, doing an amazing job defending Second Amendment rights. So, just so you know, I'm happy to take your money. No, I don't take money to change my mind. That's not going to happen. I don't take advertisers unless it's something I feel I can speak truthfully about and honestly and something that I am in support of. So I'm not going to change my mind. But if I'm saying it anyways, you want to hook a brother up, you know. The NRA needs the help right now. They need more people telling the truth. The media lies surrounding the NRA and the shooting in Parkland, Florida are incredible. And my passion to tweet about this and talk about it this morning comes from the exchange I had with Morning Joe's Morning Mika. Mika Brzezinski, whose father is, in my book, pretty much a Nazi, and he worked for the Carter administration. Wait, am I being redundant? I think I'm being redundant there. Anyway, I forwarded or quote tweeted a story about something they covered last week. And Joe, I guess, has been talking over the past couple of months about the 50th anniversary of the Vietnam War, which we'll talk a little bit more later on this morning. And in this blah, 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 he mentions a statistic that about 58,000 Americans were killed during the Vietnam War. That's how many lives were lost in the Vietnam War, about 58,000. And Joe starts down the road of the Vietnam War talk and then takes a left turn and compares it to gun deaths. So while you think he's talking about Americans lost during the Vietnam War, he says, you know, by the end of next year, we'll have lost more people to gun deaths in America than the Vietnam War. That's right, in just 2 years, and gives this amazing statistic. Here's a little clip from Morning Joe.
Unfortunately, we're looking back 50 years later. We're looking at the Ken Burns documentary. We're looking at the carnage. We're looking at the people still impacted by those deaths. And yes, we Americans are still haunted by the 58,000 Americans who lost their lives needlessly in Vietnam. And yet, more than 58,000 Americans will be killed by guns before the end of next year. Let me say that again. More people will die in America by guns this year and next than died in a decade in Vietnam.
Here's the significant part of that. That number, gun deaths, isn't kids shot in schools, isn't mass shootings like Las Vegas Mandalay Bay shooter. It's not that. It includes all gun deaths, suicides, accidental deaths, and yes, it includes criminals shot by police officers in the line of duty when their life was threatened or somebody else's life was threatened. Police officers protecting themselves or other people, citizens, and they shoot a criminal dead. That's included in Joe's gun death statistics. Why would he be so loose with gun deaths? Why wouldn't he have simply explained what all is covered in that 58,000? Because he's going all anti-gun. He's trying to scare the audience. 58,000! Well, first of all, that 58,000 is over the course of 2 years. Why did he include the 2 years? To make it sound big and to be able then to compare it to the Vietnam War. Because he wants people going, more people lost in 2 years of gun deaths in America than Vietnam. He's being sensational. Otherwise, he would have said, wait a minute. By the way, that 58,000 includes police officers who are shooting criminals in the line of duty when they threaten the police officers' lives or citizens. He would have easily explained that. Just take that number out and give us the real number, Joe. Why didn't he? You know, because it's propaganda. He's trying to scare people. Unless, and there are two other possibilities. The first, of course, is he's trying to scare people. The other two are, he was ignorant. He didn't know what was covered in that 58,000 statistic. A host, the morning host on MSNBC, didn't know what was covered in that statistic? Well, ladies and gentlemen, why would you watch this guy if he is so ignorant to that statistic that he passionately lays it out there and has no information about it? Is that the facts you're looking for that so many of the liberals believe they're getting from, well, we're smart and we're getting the facts at MSNBC? Is that why you watch? Or the other possibility is Joe believes that police officers should be disarmed. That suicides, accidental deaths, and police officers shooting people who threaten the lives of police officers or other citizens should also be disarmed. Because then he would give a gun stat like that and say, all gun deaths, 58,000. We've got to do something about this, including police officers. Those are the only three possibilities. One, propaganda. Two, he's ignorant. Or three, he believes police officers should be disarmed. Well, I find it difficult to believe Joe would be that ignorant. And it's likely that he was just pushing propaganda. But I wanted to make sure before I called him out. So I asked a question. So at Joe at morning underscore Joe, at morning Mika, at MSNBC, want to disarm police officers? ?
Knowledge is power. Tweet at us with the hashtag What I Learned Today. This is the Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson on the Blaze Radio Network.